Okay. My name is Christina Nordström, and I am part of the CCNSL Secretariat. And as you know, this is an introduction to the CCNSL for newcomers and for people who want to learn more about how the CCNSL functions. We've done this a couple of times before. The first time was prior to Beijing. And today, Gabby and I will take you through a short presentation. And after that, there will be a little time for questions. But you're also welcome to interrupt if you have any questions during the presentation. We estimate that it will take about 30 minutes. Okay, Gabby?
Can you make me a presenter?
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yes, well, Mauricio, I could just tell you that I'm jumping in here on behalf of Bart Boswinkel, who normally would join us today, but he couldn't last minute, so I will take you through some of his slides. I won't do it as good as he's doing it, but I will do my best. First of all, this is just to show you where in the ICANN world the CCNSO fits. That's the purple box. So you can see there are three supporting organizations in ICANN. Being a supporting organization means that you actually, but you can do policy. Then there are advisory committees as well, such as the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, the SSAC, the Root Services System Advisory Committee, RSAC, the GAC, which is the Governmental Advisory Committee, and they all, but they can bring input to ICANN, but they do not actually do policy. There are other advisory groups such as the Technical Liaison Group, the Internet and Engineering Task Force, and so on. And then there's the President, CEO, and the ICANN staff. But now you can see where in the ICANN world CCNSO fits in. And I'm going to start with telling a little bit about who we are. And of course, we are, first of all, our members. Right now we have 142. We also are our council. We have 18 councillors. Christina will tell you a little bit more later about how the council is comprised. We have a chair, and we normally have two vice chairs, but at the moment we just have one vice chair. That's because one of our vice chairs became chair not long ago. The chair is Byron Holland, and our vice chair is Keith Davidson, and we are looking for another vice chair who will probably fill the position quite soon. And then it's the CCNSO Secretariat, and there are three of us. It's Bart, who cannot join today's call. It's me and Christina. And we will talk to all of these points separately now throughout this presentation. Starting with the CCNSO membership, as I said, we have right now 142 members. This is an overview about how they're spread around the world. This is according to ICANN regions, which is not always the same as the UN regions. That's important to notice. Our latest member joined last week. That was Dot Beiji Benin from the African region. And we also have all four regional organizations as observers, and they're actually quite active in our work. This is just showing how much we have grown during the last 10 years. So you see when the CCNSO started, we were just below 40 members, and now we are over 140 members. So we've grown with more than 100 members in the last 10 years. Christina?
Yes. So the CCNSO Council consists of 18 councillors, and we have three from the five different ICANN regions, plus three NUMCOM appointees. We also have four observers from the regional organizations, and we also have two liaisons, one from the ALAC and one from the GNSO. And here's us. I'm in the middle. I'm Christina Nordström. I work from Sweden, and I'm responsible for the operational tasks of the CCNSO.
I'm not sure. I cannot see that the slide has changed.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now it changed.
Okay. Mauricio, I hope you can see it too. So I'm responsible for the operational tasks in the season of sales, such as setting up teleconferences, and I'm also responsible for the virtual meeting tools, such as Adobe Connect, which we're using now, and the wiki pages. But we don't use the wikis very much. Right. Oh, sorry. Bart is not on the call, but he's the senior policy advisor, and he works from the Netherlands. And Gabby?
Bart, the senior policy advisor, means that he's actually more involved in really substantial matters, and he is working with working groups and the council, and he's also liaising with ICANN staff on matters that where we need to liaise with ICANN staff, and he's the point of contact within ICANN. And I'm Gabriella, which you might have seen me sending out loads of emails, because I'm responsible for keeping the membership informed of the things that are going on within ICANN. I'm also the first point of contact for members, so if you have a question, I'm the first person you should contact, and I'll try to help you. I'm also dealing with CCNSO travel funding, because we have a small travel fund that we're just using at every meeting. And I'm also working with supporting working groups and the council. I'm going to talk about what the CCNSO is doing. First of all, I'd say the two main tasks or the roles of the CCNSO are to provide a platform for exchange of information and networking. That's unique for the CCNSO, because the CCNSO can actually provide a worldwide platform for people to meet, exchange information, and do networking. However, we also represent CCTLD community interests towards ICANN. If there is an issue, we make sure that we get the right people to come and listen to us. We do have a little bit of policy development. It's not it's very limited. And I'm going to talk more about this later, but it has a very limited role in the CCNSO. But we also do policy-related work. That doesn't mean that we're actually developing policies, but we can interpret existing policies, for instance, and we can also advise other SOACs on how we deal with issues. An example would be WHOIS, which is not in the scope of the CCNSO to decide on, because that's under national law. However, our members have very often quite elaborate policies on WHOIS within their countries, and they can advise, for instance, GTLDs on how they do, how they deal with their policies. The CCNSO Council has mainly two roles. One is administrative and the other one is representative. The administrative roles means that the council is keeping a work plan on what the CCNSO is doing. It distributes the workloads. It comes up with strategies and directions. So it's basically leading the CCNSO and the secretariat in which direction it should go. It also has a representative role, so if the GAC wants to talk to someone, or the ICANN board wants to talk to someone, or another council wants to talk to someone, then in the CCNSO, then it will be the CCNSO council that will be the face outwards. As you can see, the CCNSO council differs from other councils, like, for instance, the GNSO council, in that it actually doesn't have any power. It does not set policies, for instance. The members, however, they actually have a direct capability of influencing the CCNSO. First of all, they elect three councillors per region, one councillor per year to the council. They select two of the ICANN board members, and if there is a policy development process ongoing, they have the final vote to either accept or reject it. You might have been aware that we had a policy development process ongoing on the IDN CCPDP. It's actually not completely finished now, but we had a vote on it this summer, and it was finally accepted by the members. So we don't do these policy development processes very often, and they're very time-consuming to do. We have just done them twice in the history of CCNSO, and we're just about to finish the second one now. And the members actually also have the power to kind of overrun the council if needed. So if they don't like a council resolution, they can actually take up that resolution for a final vote. That has never happened, but it's possible. So as a summary, you can see the members actually have the power within the council, not the council. Sorry, within the CCNSO, not the council. Christina.
Okay, so how does the CCNSO organize its work? There is the council, and they have their face-to-face meetings at every ICANN event. And in between, they have their monthly conference calls. At the CCNSO meeting, at the ICANN meeting, we have a CCNSO meeting that is a two-day event, and it's on Tuesday and Wednesday. And the members discuss diversity of topics, and they give presentations. They have panel discussions, roundtable discussions, and it's two full-day events. Usually they meet with the GAC and the board as well. And then we have the Tech Day on Monday. It's also a one-day event, and it used to be a strictly CCNSO thing, but the Tech Day committee opened it up to be a full internet community thing, so now it's open to everybody, and everybody's invited. The working groups also meet face-to-face at ICANN meetings, and they also have their conference calls. It varies a lot how often they have their calls, depending on the group. Sometimes they can meet every other month, or sometimes they meet every other week, so it differs a lot. And some of the working groups are permanent, such as the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group, that give input to the ICANN Strategic and Operational Plan. And there are more temporary working groups. The FOI working group is temporary, but is very active, so they meet very often. And they work with delegations and redelegations of CCCLDs. They are almost finished with their work. So when you want to join a working group, usually you start by answering a call for volunteers that's sent out by the secretariat, prompted by the council. And the members that volunteer are approved by the council. The group is formed. The group forms a scope and writes it down in a charter. And once they have the charter, they can start its work. And when the group has something to report, they send it to the council. And the council approves it, usually. And then it's shared with the whole community. And sometimes there is a call for public comments. And we also have cross-community working groups in cooperation with, for example, ALAC or the GNSO or the GAC. And the DSSA is also almost finished now. It's been dealing with security and stability issues. And we've had the JIG for quite some time that has dealt with internationalized domain names. Gabby?
Yes, now I'm back with the policy development process. As I said before, that's also a way that we work and organize our work. However, it's very limited in use, as I mentioned, and the reason for that is, that's defined in the ICANN bylaws, and that was the way that the CCTLDs wanted it to be, because most issues are actually falling under national law anyway, so there's nothing that could fall in the scope of the CCNSO. So that's why there is actually not much scope we can do policy development in. And the link that you can see there, this is actually leading to a page where you can see it's a graphical illustration on how our policy development process works. I will not go through it all, but this is what it looks like, the different steps. It's quite a long and tiresome process to have a CC policy development process. If you look at the IDN CCPDP that we were just about to finish, it's actually up where it says board vote. So as soon as the board has voted and accepted it, it's going to go to the implementation phase. As Christina mentioned, we have working groups, but we also have study groups and committees, council committees. The difference between a working group and a study group is that the study group has more of a lightweight charter, and it's more focused on research of a specific topic. One example could be the study group on country and territory names, which is just about to wind up its work now. The council committees, they often have a quite administrative focus, looking at some administrative problem that needs to be solved, such as we have council committee now on election processes, because we realize there are some things that need to be fixed in the election process. So that's a typical council committee, and once its work is finished, it's just reporting to the council about the outcome and has recommendations that the council needs to either accept or not accept. Then we also have CCNSO statements and positions. That's typically coming as a reply or a response to a request for an input for public consultation, either from ICANN or other SOACs. You probably have seen them, requests for input on various topics. And if the council thinks that it's worth or it needs to have a reply, then we're trying to organize a drafting team, which is comprised both by experts on the topic and people that actually know how to write. And depending on whether this is a council statement or a membership statement, that needs to be approved. So it either needs to be approved by the council if it's a council statement, or by the CCNSO members if it's a CCNSO statement. This is going to talk about how the CCNSO is planning its work and how it's prioritizing its work. The CCNSO Council keeps a work plan, which is updated monthly. It's presented at all council meetings that we have. We have monthly council meetings, and at every council meeting we have this monthly update on where we are in the work plan. The work plan shows basically what happened the last weeks and what will happen in the next few coming weeks. We also have a mind map that's presented to the council once a year, and that's more long-term strategies that we're thinking of. And we also have something called a Gantt view, and that's more including different dependencies that could influence our work and so on. And if you click on that link under there, you will come to a page where all of these maps and plans are listed. The council also has developed a prioritization model, because the council realized that we're getting more and more requests for input, and we actually have less and less capacity to handle this, and the volunteers are getting tired, and we have to take care of the capacity that we have, and we have to prioritize our work so that we don't work too much. So the board actually appointed a committee that had to look into this capacity building. And it came up with a model on how to prioritize inputs. And it's a very simple model. It's looking into importance, urgency, capacity needed, and availability of expertise. And Then we have something called the triage committee. It's comprised by three counselors, and they're looking into every request that we get. They're looking into it, and based on this criteria, importance, urgency, etc., it's looking and deciding what are we going to do with this. And then they do it very quickly. They have 2 working days time to decide, are we going to follow up on this and deliver input, or are we just going to drop it? And once they decided on that, it goes to the council, and the council needs to approve on agree on the recommendation from the triage group or not. There's a whole process for this that could have a presentation in itself, so I'm not going to go into that. But this is just to let you know that the council actually has developed a special prioritization model to kind of handle the overwhelming requests for input that we're getting all the time. Christina.
Yes, sorry, I was on mute. So, upcoming in Buenos Aires, we have the Tech Day, as previously mentioned, and it will be in the room La Pampa, and the CCNSO members meeting will also be in this room. So once you have found this room, you know where the CCNSO action is happening. And at the CCNSO meeting this time, there will be a panel discussing internet governance issues. There will be a session on stability and security, and there will be an update by the FOI working group on their work on the revocation issue. There will be an update from the finance working group on their work on financial contributions, and much more. So if you want to know more about what's coming up in Buenos Aires, you can go to the meetings page at the CCNSO homepage. I will show you that in a second, how to come there. And, of course, the various working groups are also meeting, but usually those are closed. Some of them are open. You can see that on the CCNSO calendar. You can see which is closed and which is open if you wish to attend and observe. Okay, so give me a second. I will try to share my screen. We had some technical difficulties this morning, but hopefully this one will go better. Okay, hopefully now you can see the CCNSO homepage. And I go to the left nav, and here is a button that says CCNSO Members Meeting. I click on that, and I come to this list of meetings, upcoming, previous, and current ICANN meetings, and I click on the Buenos Aires meeting. And here in the top bar, you can find the agenda of the CCNSO members meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday. You can find room and time information that will take you to the CCNSO calendar that I mentioned before. On the calendar, all the CCNSO-related meetings for Buenos Aires will be listed. And you will also be able to find the presentations here. They will be posted as soon as possible. Usually they are posted just slightly before the presentation is given or very shortly after. And once the meeting is done, the council minutes will be posted here. There will be a specific Tech Day page with the agenda for the Tech Day and the presentations from Tech Day. You will find transcripts and audio from all the meetings. And you will find a meeting report, and there's a list of pre-registrations. So that's what you can find if you go to the CCNSO meeting page. Now I will see if I can take you back. Gabby, are you able to click on stop sharing? Gabby?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry, I was on mute and I don't have a stop sharing button.
Okay, then it's loading here. It's going to be done in a few seconds. I don't know why it's so slow. Okay, I'm back in. I'm getting the presentation back up, but it's very, very slow. Okay. We will also have a CNSO cocktail at the Buenos Aires meeting. It was previously a dinner, but it became too big, so we couldn't really, there were a lot of issues, but we couldn't really fit that many people into a restaurant. So we started having a cocktail instead, and it's been very popular. And in Buenos Aires, it's always on a Tuesday night, and in Buenos Aires it will be from 7 to 10 in Madeira Tango, and you're welcome to join. Okay. And I also quickly just want to mention that the CCNSO has some social media tools that we use. We have a Twitter account, we have a YouTube channel where members can, or not just members, but people from the CCTLD community can post videos about any news or about the registry or whatever they want, and we will post it there. And we have a Flickr photo stream where we usually post pictures from the ICANN meetings or the CCNSO meetings at the ICANN meetings. And we also have a Facebook page where we write similar things that we do on Twitter, but a bit more detailed. And we also have some other things on the Facebook account. And links to all these pages you can find at the CCNSO homepage. And if you want to contact us with a question, you can do that at any time on either of the three addresses that you can see on the screen. And now I would like to open up to you if you have any questions, Mauricio. Okay, no questions. Thanks for joining. If you have any questions later on, we're just an email away.